Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This episode covers Circle K Corporation versus Commissioner, a 1982 tax court case. This is a loss for the taxpayer, and it is important to understand clearly. Circle K ran convenience stores. Inside those stores were two things the company wanted to write off faster than the building itself. First, purpose-built cold storage rooms designed to keep products at controlled temperatures. Second, roof-mounted air conditioning units. Circle K argued that both of these items should qualify as personal property. If they did, the company could write them off in 5 or 7 years instead of over 39 years. That would mean much bigger deductions much sooner. The task force said no to both. Let me explain why. Because the reasoning matters for anyone who owns retail, food service, or similar properties. There is a rule called the sole justification exception. It says that if a building system exists for one reason only, which is to serve another piece of equipment or a specific process, it might qualify as personal property instead of as a structural part of the building. That is a rule that has helped taxpayers in cases involving true industrial or processing operations. But Circle K was not processing anything. It was selling products. The cold storage rooms held beverages and food items that customers would buy. That is retail. And the courts are drawing a line between facilities that process goods and facilities that sell them. In a retail setting, a cold storage room is part of what makes the store function as a store. It is not dedicated to a manufacturing or production process the way a food processing plant would be. The ACC units followed the same result. They sat on the roof and served the building and the customers inside. They were structural. Here is something worth knowing about the IRS's reaction. The IRS actually issued a document that expressed disagreement with part of the cold storage holding in this case, but the core result from the tax court still stands as a warning. Even a room built specifically for temperature control can be held structural in a retail context. Compare this to Munford, or a refrigerated warehouse used for distribution one. The difference is the activity, distribution and processing one, retail selling lost. For your cost segregation study, Circle K is a case that defines a limit. A careful study does not claim cold storage rooms or rooftop AC units in a retail or convenience store setting. Making that claim would put your study in territory a court has already rejected. The lesson is straightforward. The nature of the activity inside the building matters. Process and production support can qualify under the sole justification rule. Retail storage generally does not. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this case connects to your property, check the legal section of your report.